Winnie and Wilbur, The Witch's Sports Day, written by Valerie Thomas and illustrated by Corky Paul. Remember to turn the page when you hear this sound. Every Wednesday morning, Winnie the Witch and her big black cat Wilbur went to an exercise class in the village hall. It was a class just for witches and their cats. First, they jogged around the hall. Then they got out the skipping ropes and skipped. They touched their toes 13 times. And then stood on their heads. Finally, they tried to do some yoga. Their cats tried not to laugh. In the next village, there was another fitness class for witches. Every year, the two classes held a sports day. There were some events for witches and a few for cats, but the main event was a broomstick obstacle race for witches and their cats. This was the one Winnie really, really wanted to win. Mariam, a witch in the other class, had won the race for the last 2 years. And this year, Winnie wanted to come first. So she started to train for it. First, she waved her magic wand and shouted,
"Abracadabra!"
And a practice obstacle course appeared in her garden. Wilbur climbed onto Winnie's broomstick. And they practiced dodging towers, bridges, and tall trees, and flying upside down. If Wilbur fell off, the race was over. Wilbur hung on very tightly.
"I think we'll win this year, Wilbur,"
Winnie said. Soon it was sports day. Tilly the witch was the teacher of both classes. She blew the whistle and the games started. The first event was the witch's high jump. Winnie came third. She was quite pleased. Last year, she came 13th. The next event was the cat's tree climb. They had to race up and down a tall tree. Wilbur came 7th. He thought that was good. Next was a three-legged race. Then an egg and spoon race. And then it was time for the broomstick obstacle race. All the witches were very excited. 10 of them had entered the race. 5 from each class. Tilly waved her magic wand, shouted,
"Abracadabra!"
And there was a fantastic obstacle course. It had a pond, a bridge, a high tower, tall trees, and lots of tricky obstacles. The witches went one at a time. If the witch or the cat fell off the broomstick, they were out of the race. The fastest one was the winner. Tilly waved her wand to start the race, and Lizzie and her cat Leo set off. The witches cheered. Then Leo slipped off the broomstick and fell in the pond. Next, it was Maria's turn. She got stuck under a bridge. The next five all got around safely, but not very quickly. And then Rosa and Rico got tangled in a tree. Winnie and Wilbur were next. They were very fast. They just missed the top of the tower. Wilbur nearly slipped when they looped the loop, but he managed to hold on. Winnie felt very confident. But then Mariam and her cat Malak had their turn, and they were very fast too. Winnie felt nervous. Then it was time for the winner to be announced. Who would it be? Winnie held her breath. Tilly held up the list of times.
Now we will find out the winner,
she said. Whoosh! Came a sudden gust of wind. Before anybody could shout abracadabra, the list had flown high into the air and disappeared. Everyone stood there, shocked and silent.
Now we'll never know who won, cried Winnie.
It doesn't matter who won,
Tilly said.
We are all having so much fun.
That's right,
said Mariam.
It doesn't matter who won.
Winnie was surprised. She liked winning. She thought about it.
I suppose so,
she said.
We are having fun. Yes, that's right. It doesn't matter who won.
The witches crowded into the village hall for the special sports day lunch. All of the witches waved their wands and shouted,
Abracadabra!
And there was every witch's favourite food.
Abracadabra!
They waved their wands again, and there was every cat's favourite food. It was a fabulous lunch. The witches ate and drank and talked and laughed. The cats ate and ate and ate. Then it was time to go home.
That was such fun, Wilbur,
said Winnie.
And next year we will definitely win that race.
Purr, 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 said Wilbur.